At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes life can be tough. Sometimes the days, the hours go by so slowly. So much going on. Sometimes we can feel so overwhelmed. There are many times in life, in our lives, that we feel that way. Overwhelmed by the struggles in our marriage or in our relationships. Overwhelmed by the responsibilities of raising a family when there never seems to be enough money or time to get everything accomplished. Overwhelmed when dealing with illness and medical problems and the inevitable bills that follow from doctors and laboratories we've never even heard of. Overwhelmed by the pressures of a job or schoolwork, and for some, both at the same time. And certainly overwhelmed by the loss of one we love. And sometimes the world itself seems to be overwhelming. When we watch the news and listen to commentaries, sometimes it seems that everything we hold dear is being mocked. We read how our children and our teens are being exploited by drugs, alcohol, or sex. We see images of turmoil in the streets. ISIS still killing innocent people in the Middle East. Russians in the Ukraine and terrorism. Well, terrorism just seems to be everywhere today. And now with North Korea acting up for the first time in many of your lives, we seem to be under the threat of an actual nuclear war. We witness all this. We may feel that our personal problems, coupled with the problems in our world, are indeed just too much to bear. But today in our gospel, we hear one of the most amazing invitations ever offered. Come to me, the Lord says. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Bring me your burdens and I will give you rest. Can it really be that easy? Be that simple? God indeed knows how we feel. He knows that feeling of being overwhelmed. He knows our frustrations, our problems, our concerns, and our fears. He understands we may sometimes think the world is falling to pieces in fear for ourselves and fear for our families and those we love. But today he's saying to us, entrust your family to me. Entrust your friends to me. Entrust yourself to me. And I will take care of you and your family. And I will help you find that rest. I remember an old story about a boy and his father walking in the woods. They came across a large log blocking their path. The boy turned to his father and asked, "Well, Dad, do you think I can move that log?" His father looked at him, thought a moment, and said, "Son, I know you can move that log if you use all your strength. Do that, and I know that you can move that big log." The boy rolled up his sleeves, bent his knees, got his hands under the log, locked his arms, and with a mighty heave and every ounce of strength he had, he lifted. The log wouldn't move. He tried over and over again until at last, exhausted, he gave up. He looked up his father with a face showing his disappointment and frustration and said, "You said I could do it." His father smiled, looked him into the eyes and said, "I said you could lift it if you used all your strength. But you didn't do that. You didn't ask me for help. Today, our Heavenly Father is inviting us to ask Him for help. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Now, why would any of us want to put a yoke upon our shoulders? The yoke that we perceive to be a big, heavy wooden thing. Uncomfortable. Does God want to treat us like an ox? Many of us today don't understand what a yoke actually is and its purpose. We usually think of those large, uncomfortable pieces of wood that held two oxes together. But yokes are actually made and formed to each animal to be comfortable. They're not to punish, but simply to maximize the strength of the oxen while bringing two oxen together to accomplish the task at hand. A yoke also serves as a way to teach a young ox who is often yoked together with an older, experienced animal who knows how to respond to commands, how to react in ways that maximize his strength and make the job easier. As a carpenter, it's very possible that Jesus actually manufactured yokes for those people in his small town. So he knew very well and understood completely the purpose of a yoke. So when Jesus asks us to take his yoke upon us, he's actually asking us to walk side by side with him. And as the next line of our gospel says, to learn from him. By doing so, we learn from the Master while maximizing our strength by working together to relieve our burdens and transform our world. But brothers and sisters, in a world today where we're told to do everything and everything depends on us, we have to remember that your strength isn't held by you alone. For when you put on the yoke of Jesus and walk and learn from him, all things are indeed possible. And as if walking with Christ isn't wonderful enough, it gets even better. You probably don't know that yokes were not just used to tie two oxen together, but often 12 or even more were yoked together for large jobs. The more we share our burdens, the easier they are to bear. Here, as we gather together as the body of Christ on earth, are many people who will walk right alongside of you. So when you feel overwhelmed or unequal to the burdens in front of you, you're probably thinking like that young boy who tried to move that log all by himself while help was standing right next to him. Maybe it all seems so impossible simply because you're not using all of your strength. This is what it means to take on Christ's yoke, to strive to live the life of fullness and the commandments and yet meet all the demands of life, but never to do it alone. It means to allow Christ to stand in the yoke alongside us, to allow him to guide us, and to allow him to shoulder a greater part of that burden. It means to stand in the yoke beside other people of faith, struggling together, celebrating together, worshiping together. Christ's yoke is easy because at the heart of a Christian disciple, we find not just laws and rules, but a person who is meek and humble of heart. We find Jesus, the one who loves us and is always willing to shoulder our load. Walking in step with Jesus and his church on earth, we can all handle burdens. So today I urge you to accept Christ's invitation to take up his yoke and learn from him. Only then will you find rest for yourselves. It really is that simple. But remember, God doesn't do things for us. He does things with us.